Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is a rebroadcast of a Brian Lehrer Show segment, so don't even think about calling in. But you can comment on our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. All right, let's have some food fun. If you're cutting back and sticking to staycations instead of traveling this summer, be glad you're in New York, where a getaway is only a few subway stops away. And what better way to explore the diverse cultures of New York than with food? Mark Hakoda edits Chow.com's New York newsletter, and he's our tour guide for the next few minutes, and he will share some of his favorite melting pot delicacies. Fujianese fish balls, southern sweet tea. Share where your taste buds get away, even in town, even when the rest of you is still in town. If you've moved here from elsewhere, where do you find that authentic taste of home? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Mark Hakoda, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
So tell us more. What do you do on Chow.com?
I summarize the posts on our message boards, our New York message boards, and I pick 3-4 items a week and put them up. They go on the site. They're emailed free to any users who want them.
And I'm just guessing that we should start this tour in Queens, probably the most ethnically diverse county in the country.
Queens is the place. It's kind of the capital of global food.
And I guess we could start with Chinese food. Of course, there's the big, you know, Flushing Chinese and Korean area. But how different is the experience of eating Chinese food in Flushing from Manhattan's Chinatown?
It is. Well, Chinatown is pretty authentic, too. But in Flushing, you have something different. You've got these food courts that are incredibly authentic. They're really a total immersion experience. People who've been to China say this is just like that. Very little. There's often very little English signage. You can point. It's a lot of Chinese is spoken. They're great places to go.
And listeners, we're looking for that hidden gem. Where do you go to eat food from somewhere in the world that you think our other listeners might like to know about? That's the name of the game right now. And just as a lot of people are having financial problems affording other things, we know that a lot of people are going to be vacationing in town this year. So this is a staycation eating tips. Give me a subway stop and give me a place that you eat at that subway stop, okay? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Give me a subway stop anywhere in town. Or by car if you're going, a car location if you're going to Staten Island or New Jersey or out of the city, and tell us where that taste of somewhere else is. 212-433-WNYC. Let's see. I noticed that someone posted a question about the best dim sum near LaGuardia. Ha. So maybe people changing planes are taking advantage of the layover?
Gosh, I don't know. East Elmhurst, that area.
We saw that on your site.
Oh, did anybody reply? I think you kind of have to go to Flushing.
I would have to check that out.
It's not that far, but it's...
And how about some of the Korean specialties? And I'll bet a lot of our listeners have never actually eaten Korean food and don't even get how it's different from Chinese food.
Oh, well, barbecue is very popular. It's often done at the table. Even Manhattan on 32nd Street has a bunch of places like that. But the real authentic stuff you're going to find in Flushing, out Northern Boulevard, or in Bergen County, especially Palisades Park.
What do you recommend? Give us a place or give us a dish.
I love the barbecued meats. And you come out smelling like smoke. But I also love casseroles, sundubu, which is soft tofu. There's actually a pretty good place that opened fairly recently on 32nd Street in Koreatown called BCD Tofu House, and that's a good place for that. That's the specialty.
All right. Let's see. Of course, the Mexican population is growing so fast in New York. Mexican food is nothing new to the city, but are there kinds of Mexican food that are new?
I wouldn't say new, but I think the immigration, as you say, has really increased. You see a lot in Sunset Park, parts of the Bronx.
And I think maybe the big new
Queens.
Thing is the food trucks.
Yeah.
Mexican food trucks.
Yeah, that's big. Mexican and other foods.
Does Chow Hound sample those?
Definitely. Yeah, it's like Red Hook. The soccer fields in Red Hook are a big place for that.
Famous soccer tacos.
Yeah, yeah. And the city made them switch to trucks within the past year. They used to be just kind of open
carts.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff in Manhattan, where do you go? What do you eat?
I go to Brighton Beach Avenue and also on the boardwalk in Brighton Beach. The Russian cafes on the boardwalk and all the Eastern European specialty shops on Brighton Beach Avenue.
That's a great area. Do you ever go to a store called M&I International?
Absolutely. Every single time I have an out-of-town guest, that's the first place I take them in the city.
You know, that's one great excuse to go to these places. If you have family or friends visiting from out of town, it's just a good reason to get on the train and go someplace.
Jeff, give me a food. Give me a dish that you eat there.
Oh, any of the smoked fish dishes at the cafes on the boardwalk. I particularly like Tatiana and Tatiana too, but there's a whole bunch of them right on the boardwalk in Brighton Beach, and the food is good in all of them.
Jeff, thanks so much. Daniel in Nutley, where do you go and what do you eat there?
Hey, in Paterson, New Jersey, there's a huge Middle Eastern community, and there's a place in particular, Fatal's Bakery, but there's lots of bakeries around there, Nouri's Bakery and other restaurants and stuff with really delicious, authentic Middle Eastern cuisine.
Give me a dish.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I really like the hummus, the balganoush. I like the falafel and all ridiculously cheap. The falafel sandwiches there are like $2.50 or something like that. I've never eaten fast food that was so delicious and good.
Middle Eastern is a great vegetarian-friendly cuisine, too.
Daniel, thank you. And I saw a post on chow.com about fish in an Egyptian restaurant. So you really can get beyond falafel in Middle Eastern food.
There's a place that people have been talking about recently in Bay Ridge, and it's a fish market and restaurant. And there's a big counter with fish on ice. You pick your fish. You can get it grilled. You can get it fried. But grilled sounds really good. What they do is they clean it for you. They dip it in seawater. Then they dredge it in seasoned flour or cornmeal or something. And not something you usually do when you grill fish, but on the grill, that turns into a really nice crust, crispy crust. And underneath that is, if you're lucky, perfectly cooked fish.
All right. We're sharing your staycation eating tips with Mark Hakoda from chow.com. Our lines are full right now, but you can post these on our website or call in when people finish up. If you're going to be spending a summer vacation around town, maybe because that's all you can afford this year, might as well know all the cool places to go and pretend you were somewhere far away, at least for your tongue and your palate. Aaron in Brooklyn, where do you go? What do you eat?
Hey, Brian, big fan. The G train in Brooklyn is the Greenpoint Avenue stop, big Polish community there. They have a place called Karczma, which I think speaks to a really old type of house restaurant that's across Eastern Europe.
I know that place. Did that change names recently? It used to be called was that Polska or what?
I don't think so. I think
no?
It was
okay.
Just Karczma.
Okay, okay.
Give me a dish, Aaron.
Oh, it's anything pickled meats, goulash, of course, potato dumplings, and some of the best beer too.
Oh, bigosh.
Thanks a lot, Aaron. Jeffrey in the East Village, where do you go and what do you eat?
Oh, hi, Brian. This is a place called Tea and Sympathy. It's a British place on Greenwich Avenue between 6th Avenue and 8th Avenue. And it's a place where you go and real English people cook real English food. For those of us who remember it, Bubble and Squeak and wonderful roast beef with pudding underneath, and it's on Greenwich Avenue between 6th Avenue and 8th. And the area is now called Little Britain, and there are three shops there. It says Tea and Sympathy, and then Carry On Tea and Sympathy, and then it's a fish and chips place, which is right next to
wow.
it.
Wow. Well, there you go. There's something you don't hear about every day, Mark. British cuisine without a smirk and a laugh.
Not too far from there is Myers and Keswick, the specialty store, and they have a lot of, they have a grocery section with a lot of brands that you just don't find here. They're things you would find in London.
And some other European-oriented ones coming in on our webpage. Someone wrote, I really like Cafe Steinhof in Park Slope, good Austrian food, and really nice Austrian and German beers on tap that can be hard to find. What's Austrian food? Is it like bratwurst and things like that?
It's actually similar to German food, yeah.
And someone else writes, taking a cue from our caller earlier on Korean food, the best Korean barbecue in New Jersey in this listener's opinion, is So Moon Non Jib, 238 Palisades Park, at lunch, they say, is the best deal.
It's on Broad Avenue, right? I guess, in
Palisades Park. Before we go back to the phones, you know, I'm curious, if people are kind of tourists in other areas in town, mm-hmm. right? If you know, somebody's going to Jackson Heights or Bergenline Avenue or wherever it is, and they're obviously not from the communities that live there, what kind of reception can they expect?
Generally good. I go with a friend sometimes who happens to be a talented photographer, and we'll shoot what we're eating, or we'll take exterior shots, storefronts, and that sort of thing. And occasionally, if somebody inside thinks they're in the frame, this has happened in Jackson Heights, in Kingsbridge, in the Bronx. People have charged out to the sidewalk and said, "What are you doing?" Because they think we're there to bust them for some reason. But once they find out who we are, that nobody important. And that we're not, we're just there for the food.
Customers.
Then they relax and they invite us in, show us the menu, tell us what's good that day. And they're generally, I just see this all over. People are proud of their cuisine and their culture, and they want to show the rest of us what they got. I love that.
Jennifer, where do you go and what do you eat?
Hi, I go to the Ganesh Temple in Flushing, New York.
That's a great place.
And they have a temple canteen downstairs that's great and features all sorts of northern and southern specialties. We eat dosas, uttapam, lots of fun Indian sweets, jalebi.
That's a great tip.
Jennifer?
Yeah, you can get a meal for two for $10.
Thanks a lot. Do you have a problem, Mark, when you go to international places that are not really tourist destinations? They're really for the local immigrant communities, and maybe the menus aren't in English. Does that daunt you?
Kind of, but then you can just point, see what this guy's ordering, and some of them are a little more visitor friendly than others. But there are some guys in Flushing, for example. There's one Xi'an place in the food court, and he's got a wall of photos of his dishes with English labels on them, and he's happy to talk about his food.
John in Sunset Park, what you got? And where do you eat?
Hey, I am off the 9th Avenue on a D stop in Brooklyn. There's a Vietnamese sandwich shop that is unbelievably good. It has like sardine and barbecue pork sandwiches. It's called Ba Yu Zhen.
That's a good one. What's the bread in a Vietnamese sandwich?
You know, they actually home make the bread, and it's very similar to like a French baguette, but it's a lot lighter, not as dense as a French baguette. But
it's because they add some rice flour to the mix, and that lightens it up.
Interesting. Naoki in Rego Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Naoki.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Where do you go? What do you eat there?
I go to Elmhurst on the R&V train, and right around the corner, I think it's on Whitney, there's a great Indonesian restaurant called Minanglasi. And they have a dish which was kind of like a fried chicken with a jackfruit on the side. It's really delicious. It's a really unique flavor. The spices are great.
That place changed hands not too long ago. There's a little strip there where there's another place called Mi Jakarta. But I've been to Minangkabau before it changed hands, and it was quite good. And I'm glad to hear it's still good.
Give me your favorite dish, Naoki.
I think it's called Penang. I'm not sure, or Noreng.
But what is it?
It comes with an egg, which has like a spice on it, and the jackfruit, and the rice, and the fried chicken. Great summer food.
Naoki in Rego Park, thank you very much. So this is something that you can do, folks, and you hear from our listeners just how many possibilities there are, and I'm sure we've just scratched the surface. If you are staycationing because you can't afford to go away, or just for the fun of it, heading out to pick another subway stop or another exit or whatever, so many places to go to feel like you're somewhere else. And Mark Hakoda from chow.com, thanks for coming in and sharing all this stuff with
us. Thank
you,
Brian. That was fun.
Stay tuned for Leonard Lopate coming up right after the news on WNYC, FM and AM New York, and WNYC.org. And have a great weekend, everyone.